Sam and Remy Fargo weaved their way around the tourists crowding the sidewalk. Once they were through the green pagoda-style gateway of Chinatown, the throng much thinner, Remy checked the map on her cell phone. I have a feeling we took a wrong turn somewhere. To that restaurant, Sam replied, removing his revered Panama hat. A tourist trap if I ever saw one. She glanced at her husband, watching as he ran his fingers through his sun-streaked brown hair. He stood over a head taller than Remy, with broad shoulders and an athletic build. I didn't hear you complaining when they brought out the Mushu pork. Where did we go wrong? Ordering the Mongolian beef. Definitely a mistake. On the map, Remy. She zoomed in, reading the streets. Perhaps the shortcut through Chinatown wasn't so short. Maybe if you'd at least tell me where we're going, I could help. It's the only part of this trip, Remy said, that's my surprise for you. You haven't even shared what you have planned. For a reason. Sam put on his hat, and Remy linked her arm through his while they walked. He'd arranged this trip because their last adventure to the Solomon Islands had not been the hoped-for quiet vacation they'd planned. I promise you nothing but rest, relaxation, and a week of no one trying to kill us. A whole week of downtime, she said, sidling closer to him as a cloud drifted over the sun, taking with it all the warmth of the early September afternoon. Have we had anything like that in a while? Not that I can remember. There it is, she said, spying the bookstore. The flaking gold-leafed lettering in the window read, Pickering's Used and Rare Books. Just to show how very much I appreciate you traipsing all this way with me, I won't make you come in. Remy was being facetious. Sam's late father, a NASA engineer, had collected rare books, and Sam, also an engineer, had inherited that same passion. He eyed the bookstore, then his wife. What sort of husband would I be if something happened to you in there? Dangerous things, books. Look what they did to your brain. The pair crossed the street to the bookstore. A Siamese cat, resting on a stack of volumes in the window, looked up in disdain when a bell tinkled as Sam opened the door for Remy. The place smelled of musk and old paper, and Remy scanned the shelves, at first seeing nothing but used hardcovers and current paperbacks. She hid her disappointment from Sam, hoping they hadn't made the trip for nothing. A gray-haired man wearing gold spectacles wandered in from the back, wiping his hands on a dusty cloth. He saw them and smiled. May I help you find something? Sam's phone rang. He took it from his pocket, telling Remy, I'll take it outside. Perfect, since this was meant to be a surprise. He stepped out, and Remy waited until the door closed firmly behind him before turning to the proprietor. Mr. Pickering? He nodded. I was told you had a copy of The History of Pirates and Privateers. His smile faltered for the barest of instances. Of course, right over here. Pickering led her to a shelf where several identical volumes of Pirates and Privateers sat, and while they were clearly reproductions, their faux gold-tooled leather binding gave them the appearance of something that might be found in a library centuries before. He slid a copy from the shelf, used his cloth to wipe the dust from the top of it, then handed it to her. How did you know we carried this particular volume? She decided to keep it vague, not wanting there to be any hurt feelings now that she knew the book was merely a reproduction. A woman I work with knew of my husband's interest in lost artifacts and rare books. She opened the cover, admiring the detail that gave it an antiquated appearance. It's a beautiful copy, just not what I was hoping for. He pushed his spectacles up onto the bridge of his nose. It's popular with interior designers. Less emphasis on lost artifacts and more on decorating a coffee table. I do on occasion run across old volumes of historical significance. Perhaps your friend meant the Charles Johnson volumes on A General History of Pirates. That I do have. As do we. I was hoping for Pirates and Privateers to round out our collection. My friend no doubt confused the two titles. Who did you say referred you here?
Bree Marshall.
Oh, well, that's... A whoosh of air and the tinkling of the bell seemed to startle him, and he and Remy turned toward the door at the same time. Remy, expecting Sam, saw a much shorter, broad-shouldered man silhouetted against the light from the shop's window. The bookseller eyed the man, then smiled at Remy. Let me get the dust off of it and wrap it for you. And before she could object, tell him she really had no interest in buying a reproduction, he swept the book from her hands. I'll be right back. Her friend Bree had clearly misunderstood which book her uncle had in his shop. No matter. It was a beautiful copy and would look nice in Sam's office. He'd certainly appreciate the sentiment, she decided as she turned to browse the shelves while waiting, spying a copy of Galeazzi's 18th-century music treatise. It appeared to be a first edition, and she couldn't imagine why it was sitting in a simple locked glass case at the front counter.